Well, good morning and welcome to the Wayne Eddy Affair on your radio station. This is the 195.1 FM and, of course, for almost 50 years, 1080 on your AM dial, KYMN, a friend you can count on. A little bit of an overcast day today, and I think that's because my guests are going to get that down feeling eventually. They have been enjoying themselves as ambassadors for the Defeated Jesse James Days and Northfield for the last year. As a matter of fact, they're fresh off of appearance at the Three Links golf tournament. I was at that, and these young ladies and others were helping the participants get their clubs on the cart and doing whatever you needed to get done. I even had valet parking. And by the way, a shout out to the Three Links Care Center people, Mark Anderson and the rest of the crew. Great job. And of course, it's always a chuckle to have Dick Jankowski as the MC. And he does a heck of a job on that. He'll be my guest coming up in probably a couple of weeks to push his new book called All About Me. I got mad at him because he stole my title for a book. Well, let's get into it, and we have three smiling young ladies in the studio, and I am even going to have an opportunity here to tell you who they are. We have Emma Peterson, Jordan Andreas, and Hannah Mullica, and hello, ladies. How you doing? I can't even see you, Jordan. There you are. Okay, let's test out your microphones, first of all, and see if I got you all mic'd properly. All right, let's test mic number four.
Hello.
And your name is?
Emma Peterson.
Hello, Emma. And you can speak nice and loud. And microphone number three?
Hello. My name is Hannah Mullica.
And let's see if I got two fixed up here. Hello.
Good morning.
I got them all. Okay. Everything's working fine. Well, now we're going to spend the next 54 and a half minutes talking about the last year. And I told you out in the green room that I'd like to perhaps tell me how much you've grown since you've become ambassadors for the Defeated Jesse James Days. And I don't know if you want to do that now or at the end of the interview. Which would you prefer? They're looking at each other. It's a group discussion, and the answer is
we could do it now.
All
might
right.
As well,
well, sure. We start off with you, Jordan Andreas.
Alrighty. So I guess the main way that I have grown this year is, well, one, in my love for children. Because before this year, I mean, I like children, but they weren't my favorite. But so then, just this year being with our little so much, I really have grown to appreciate and love them and just learn how much you can actually learn from them, because they are such amazing young women, and watching them grow over this past year has been amazing.
And of course, you said the littles, and that's kind of an in a thing, so explain what you mean by the littles.
Okay, so our littles are Maya Groutman and Marin Simonson, and so they are little junior ambassadors. They can be anywhere from the ages 6 to 8. So then they just kind of hang out with us, come to a majority of our events through the year, and just, they're kind of representing Northfield the same as us. It's not like we're any higher than them just because we're older.
I heard you had a real trooper at the last parade. One of the young ladies, and I don't know which one, but had a tummy ache.
Yeah, she did. One of them had a belly ache. We don't really know what caused it, but she did really good. There was a couple tears, but that's okay. It's scary being away from mom and dad when you don't feel good. But she was a really good. She drank some water and just kind of relaxed, and it was good for her.
And of course, she was invited to get into the air-conditioned car, but she said, nope, I'm going to do this. This is what I'm here for.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much, Jordan. And let's go to Hannah Mullica, whom I will not call Mandy. That's your big sister, right?
It is. Okay. It is. Yep. The main way I feel like I have changed throughout the year is my communication skills. I used to be very shy and just hang around my dad and my grandpa working on the farm, not talking a whole lot. But now with this program, it really has brought me out there. Even running for the candidacy program twice, it really brought me out the first time. And the second time, I had a lot more confidence going into it, knowing that I know how to walk up to someone and speak to them and have a conversation with them. And even speaking in front of big crowds, like introducing ourselves at different events and luncheons and different events like that, I'm able to speak more clearly and to different people.
And of course, you represent the defeated Jesse James Days and Northfield. And I understand if there's any mechanical problems on the road, the go-to lady is Miss Malika, am I correct?
Yes, yes. I attempted to fix the float axle, but Dad had to come to the rescue.
Yeah, but how about when we went to South St. Paul? Remember how Julie gave up driving in the car and you took over?
Oh, yes, backing in the float.
Yeah, it's amazing to watch you do that. And then we have Emma. Hello, Emma. How you doing? Emma Peterson.
Hello, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I didn't think you'd ever ask. Let's see, I got a little bit of... No, go ahead. I was going to tell you how I am, but I'm being...
Well, let's hear it.
No, thank you. I'm fine, thank you. You caught me off guard. Way to go, Emma. Okay, Emma Peterson, the last year, how have you grown?
I've definitely grown in my confidence. Going into candidacy, I was really, really shy, really nervous about everything. And Shelley kind of took me aside and told me what I needed to do to feel more confident with myself and how presenting myself would make me feel more confident. So I started that. I mean, if you listen to my last year's radio interview, I was so quiet. And this year, I'm talking normally. So right. I'm just like really impressed with how this program has gotten me to go out of my comfort zone to be more confident with who I am and what I'm doing.
All right. And of course, you referred to Shelley, the late Shelley Golden mm-hmm. Brady, who unexpectedly on a Saturday night or Sunday morning passed away sitting in her easy chair and just shocked everybody. Very sad. But Julie and the rest of the crew and you young ladies kept on plowing. I know that several of you came over to our house the night you learned about it. And it's going to be, Julie, I'm going to have to say my wife has just been just concentrating on this. And I know that it's going to be hard after a defeated Jesse James Days. But bless her soul. Mm-hmm. All right. We are at 9 minutes after 10 o'clock on KYMN Radio. My guests this morning, Emma Peterson, Jordan Andreas, and Hannah Mullica. And we're going to find out some of the things that they've done over the past year. A lot of people have the impression that the Miss Defeated Jesse James Days deal is all about like Miss America or Miss Minnesota, you know, queen and high heels and bathing suits and all of that. Not anywhere near that. These are just not even thought or talked about. It's all about what the young ladies say they have already learned so far. And it's a great program. Plus, you guys, you stick around to the very end. You're going to get a check on stage on, a week from Saturday? A week from tomorrow. Wow. And that will be money for your scholarship. So that's your pay for the year. And boy, I'll tell you, you guys have been really busy. I'm going to take a brief break, and we will be back here on KYMN with the reigning ambassadors. And they are Hannah Mullica, Jordan Andreas, and Emma Peterson. And they're going to give us an idea how they have been kept busy for the last year working for and promoting Defeated Jesse James Days and, of course, Northfield.
Great family fun is waiting for you at the Dakota County Fair. 3 nights of demolition derbies, bull riding, barrel racing, lawnmower races, and more. Free concerts include Johnny Holm, Girls Night Out, Foreplay, and Them Pesky Kids. There's 4-H displays, our gigantic midway, and the 7 Keys 7 Days grand prize giveaway with your chance to win valuable prizes. All at the Dakota County Fair in Farmington, August 6th through the 12th.
Hi, this is Sarah Hoffman from the Syngenta Research Station in Stanton. August in Minnesota means the corn is tall, county fairs, and great town festivals like Denison Days this weekend. Syngenta Seeds Research Station in Stanton encourages you to take in this 2-day event and to give your Syngenta dealer a call to inquire about a demo plot tour and see our products in action. Here at Syngenta, we've been hard at work in the labs and fields bringing plant potential to life. We at Syngenta live and work in the communities surrounding Stanton and are proud supporters of our community events and hope you can take in Denison Days this weekend.
St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Randolph will be holding their annual Feast and Festival this Sunday. A bluegrass church service featuring the Rowe Family Singers will start at 10 a.m. The music continues as the hog roast kicks off at 11. There will be a live and silent auction, craft and bake sale, raffle and kids activities all afternoon. For more information, check out our Facebook page at St. Mark's Lutheran Church. Come out to St. Mark's Feast and Festival in Randolph this Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Welcome back to the Wayne Eddy Affair on your radio station, KYMN, 95.1, the 1 FM and 1080 AM for nearly 50 years. We're having a big celebration today, tonight actually, from 5 until 9 p.m. We're going to have live bands, and there's going to be thousands of dollars of gifts being given away to those that are present, and there'll be free ice cream and free cake, and that's tonight on Division Street at 2nd, right across from the library, right in front of our studio windows, and you are invited, so come on down, all of the staff, as many as possible, former members of the KYMN staff. We'll be here, and you can stop by and say hello. Speaking about hello, once again to Emma Peterson, Jordan Andreas, and Hannah Mollica. Yesterday, you were out at the Three Links Care Center for their big fundraising golf tournament, and you've been a lot of places, and I don't know if you have, but I was going to ask to have you list some of the things that you can remember that you did in the last year, but you did it on your own, and I appreciate that. So let's just take little items one at a time. Now, I was going to ask you, did you ladies know each other before last year, before you ran to be an ambassador?
A little bit. I knew Jordan through dancing, and we were on the Just for Kicks dance team for a couple years together. And then I knew Hannah a little bit through a mutual friend of ours, but not as well as I would have liked to.
Like Emma said, I knew Emma a little bit, but not as much.
You weren't, but, you know, hang around people, no, you know. No. What is it, BBFF or something like that?
Close.
How about you, young lady?
Yeah, I mean, like Jordan. Emma said, I knew Emma through dance, and I would pick her up occasionally on the way to school. And then Hannah and I are actually cousins, so we've known of each other our entire lives.
I didn't know that. Yep. Boy, it's so amazing what you learn when you ask. One of the things that I'm anticipating, as I mentioned to all of the candidates yesterday, is that it's a tradition to have an opening dance before anything at the coronation, and Julie has chosen to do that so that you can get the nervousness out of you, you know, get out there, do that dance, and then go change and get ready to do the thing. Did it work for you guys last year to do that?
Yes, I believe it did. It was fun to be able to get out there and see the audience and just have some fun before we started.
Okay, and now I have learned that of the seven candidates, six of them have been highliners, so I'm really expecting a great kickoff dance, right?
Yes.
You're going to be in it, right?
Yes.
And I also heard you guys are bringing your dads. Is that supposed to be a secret?
Kind of, but I mean, I don't know. I think it's fine if people know, but just because other towns have done just like their boyfriends or brothers and stuff, we thought it would just be really cute to, I guess, basically force our dads to come up on stage with us and have some fun.
Well, I do know your dads, and especially yours, Miss Mollica, and I don't think Tom is ready to get on stage and dance.
You know, he needs a little practice, yeah. But that's okay. We'll work on it.
Yeah, he's kind of bashful, you know, like you were.
Yes.
Okay, at 15 minutes after 10 o'clock, we have the 2018 ambassadors in studio with us right now as they are almost at a close. And they'll be closing in North Hudson, Wisconsin, I believe, at the Pepperfest. So let's start talking about the things that you have done, because I think a lot of people don't realize how much work is involved, and ultimately it's good for all of you, but boy, you're busy, and who wants to start off? You want to start off last August and then come up to this August? All right, I'll listen.
All righty, so
I want people to know who's speaking.
Oh,
so
sorry.
When you speak, just say your name, okay, Jordan? You know.
Okay, so this is Jordan. So we started our year, obviously, with coronation. We went through that, and then our first official event was the North Hudson Pepperfest. So we were able to do that with the outgoing ambassadors, which was really fun to be able to learn from them kind of what we were supposed to do and how to act in public and what Julie and the committee were expecting us to kind of represent and how to show ourselves. So that one was really fun. They had a spaghetti eating contest, which was a little bit rough for all of us, but we did it. We managed. So we did that. And then it just kind of went into, we had a little bit of break before defeat weekend. And then the whole defeat week was just absolutely amazing. We were busy from morning till night.
Literally.
Literally, morning till night. Yep.
Okay, and what's another, if you're doing it chronologically, you take the next one, all right?
Sure. We also were a part of the Joseph Lee Haywood Distinguished Service Award Banquet, I think it's called. I believe Greg Langer was presented with the award. And then into October, we went to the Anoka Parade and Celebration, and that was a lot of fun because we dressed up as mimes, and many people were wondering who we were, but we could not talk, and everyone was trying to figure out where we were from and who we were, but we did a very good job of keeping it a secret.
You did very well.
Thank you.
The pictures are just great. It had to be a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
When did you let people know that you were from the Feed the Jesse James days?
It was more towards the end, like when we started getting on the float, then people were like, oh my goodness, that's who you guys are. And we're like, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And then into November, we did bowling for the Special Olympics. We were able to be right alongside them and cheer them on, and we handed out the ribbons to each participant. And then we went to the Cambridge Parade, and that was really fun because it was obviously winter, and we were able to be a part of that.
Was that a day or a night parade?
I believe it was a night parade.
Did you have lights on it?
We did. We put a bunch of lights on the float.
Yep. Oh, cool.
And
they're gesticulating.
And we also put lights on our boots and our crowns, and so we really were able to light up the road.
That's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It was.
And Cambridge is a ways away.
It is.
Probably one of your longer trips. They always come down here, though, so that's cool.
Yep.
All right. What other activities are we going to talk about? And we're going to switch over here now to Emma Peterson.
Yeah. Well, in December, we went to the LBSA Gala, which is where we got to kind of promote a couple different posters that had like different prizes on them, and people bought them, and that was really cool.
You kind of like hosted the Laura Baker Service Association annual banquet.
Yeah. And then we went to Winter Walk, which was really fun. I've been going to Winter Walk since we moved here in 2007. So
that 2007 was cool. Is 11 years ago.
Yeah.
So you were like 5, 6 years,
I think I was seven.
Years ago. So you go to the Winter Walk, but this time, how do you dress?
We dressed up with our boots lit up and our sashes lit up and our crowns, and we just kind of walked around town, greeted people, saw what was happening, and it was really fun. I enjoyed that.
All right.
And then we rang bells for the Salvation Army outside of Econo, and that was really fun.
Was it cold?
It was kind of chilly, but we were the five of us were together, and it was really fun. So, yeah. And then into January, we went to St. Paul Winter Carnival, their coronation, and their parade. And that was super fun to be able to see what St. Paul Winter Carnival was all about, because I wasn't really quite sure what it was about. And so that was really cool to see.
So what about the trip through downtown St. Paul? Had you ever been in downtown St. Paul before?
Not like that.
Yeah, you got to see all the various beautiful buildings they have, old buildings.
Yeah, it was
Rice Park,
really cool.
The ice sculptures and all of that.
Yep.
So a good time was had by all. All right. It is now 21 minutes after 10 o'clock on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN. We are a friend you can count on, and we're going to come back and continue to let you know what the ambassadors do for Northfield and the Defeated Jesse James Day Committee.
Have you stood in a gym surrounded by equipment and wondered what you should be doing? Have you stepped onto a treadmill with headphones and just zoned out? Step into CrossFit Scopos instead and let our coaches and community challenge and change you with a program scaled for you and a whole community of people cheering you on to be your best self. Go to CrossFitScopos.com and learn more, then take a free class. Come talk to me, I'm Greg Berube, the owner. That's CrossFit Scopos in Dundas by Menards.
We're back on the Wayne Eddy Affair. Hello, everybody. I'm going to say a word and see how these ladies react to it. For those of you that are regular listeners to KYMN Radio, when I say the quarterback club, of course, you think of roasted chicken. You think of their BB Back barbecued ribs. You think about their flame-broiled burgers. You think about the ease in parking. You think about the quickness of their service. You think about the great sandwiches they have. You think about the salads they have. But, oh, boy, don't forget their breakfast. They have the best breakfast in town. We're talking about the locally owned, locally managed quarterback club. It's not written down. I'm just talking about it because I know a lot about it. But this is something. This says KYMN on-air talent. Oh, people. Okay. So here's the story. When I say quarterback club, what do you guys think of instantly?
Shakes and fries.
Okay. You?
They're cheeseburgers and fries.
I think of parking for all of our events.
That's exactly what I thought you'd say. Yeah, because Dale Finger, the owner-operator of the quarterback club, has been so kind as to allow that to be the meeting place because you ladies come from all over the area and with the two juniors or the littles, as you call them. So you got sometimes, well, you know, five cars plus the float. And so they always meet at the QB and maybe get a Coke to go on the way up to or down to wherever you're going. So let's continue. Where'd we leave off? January in St. Paul. That's where we left off, the St. Paul Winter Carnival. And now we're going to continue on KYMN Radio with a woman by the name of Jordan Andreas. And Jordan's going to talk about what was after the St. Paul Winter Carnival.
Alrighty, so after St. Paul, we kind of move in more into February, where we had two parades in Waseca and Kenyon. So those were the sleigh and cutter parades. So we actually didn't even bring our float with because we got to be pulled in horse-drawn carriages. And that was super cool because I had never done that before, really knew that there was any town celebrations that just were horse-drawn vehicles and stuff. So that was really cool to see.
And are you a horse person at all?
I mean, I can tolerate them. They're kind of scary because they're so big, but a lot of my friends are horse people and barrel racers, so I've grown up around them.
Okay, how about you? This is Hannah.
I used to own a horse, so I'm used to them, and my sister has a horse, and so I'm usually around them quite a bit, but I don't ride a whole lot.
How about you?
I rode a horse one time when I was seven, and it ran, and I cried.
Okay. You know, I had the best man in Julie and our wedding. Had a daughter, and when she turned 16, he bought her a horse. And actually, I think had it on Chip DeMann's place out there in Dundas. And I said, well, why would you buy a kid a horse and have to drive 40 minutes to get to it? And he says, I want her to have an interest in the horse and not boys. You know what? I never thought of that. All right, so those sleigh and cutter in Waseca and then in Kenyon, was it real cold or was it okay?
Very cold.
It was?
Very cold.
Yep, we were all bundled up. We had many, many layers on and our big cloaks on as well just to try to keep us warm.
Well, now, what did they do besides sit in a horse-drawn sleigh? And what did they do? What do you do before and after the parade?
So before, like when we're getting ready or setting up, once we're set up, then we go and mingle and talk to a bunch of other communities. So if there's different royalty, we go and talk to them. And then even if it's just different organizations throughout that community, we go and talk to them and try to learn about who they are and what they mean to their community and just kind of where they're from and what they're representing.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a plan. That was in February, now that Waseca and Kenyon?
Yep, correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else in February?
We also went up to the Ronald McDonald House at the Children's Hospital, and we made and served breakfast to people who were staying there, to all the families who were there.
Is that in Rochester or up in the cities?
That's up in the cities.
Oh, okay. What was that like? I mean, those people are pretty much down in the dumps, you know, their child is suffering. Did you try to brighten their day?
Yes, definitely. We were trying to be like all smiley and just ask them how they're doing, like if they need anything and stuff like that. People were, like you said, a little bit gloomy because that's not a great environment to be in, but they were for the most part very, very thankful for what we were doing and that we were there helping them.
Did anyone say, hey, Northfield, I know where Northfield is, like St. Oliver Carleton grads or anything?
I didn't have anybody say that to me. We didn't have a very big turnout for our breakfast, so there wasn't as many people as they usually say, but yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's, did you say that was in February? Or?
Yep, that was also in February.
Anything else in February?
Nope, then we go on to March.
Okay. Let's go with this one, Hannah.
We started out, we went to the Aquatennial Women's Expo, and it was very uplifting to attend that because of all the things you can learn. We learned about different ways to manage your money and just different ways to make you a better person, and it was very uplifting to be a part of that, and it helped a lot being able to take the stuff you learned from the Women's Expo and bring it to college and put it to use.
Empower.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. It was very empowering.
Educational.
Very.
And, you know, not, you know, wave, hello, how are you, nice weather we're having. It's, you sit down and it's a classroom almost type presentation.
It is, yep.
Okay, that's great.
And then we were a part of the Polar Plunge in Eden Prairie.
Uh-oh.
And that was very cold. But Jordan got us to do it. Emma and I were a little worried about it, but we did it, and it was a lot of fun. It was...
I asked Julie about that because I have not been to one of those things, and I think the listeners would enjoy knowing how that is and how crowded it's like those movies you see with the seals, you know, in the dressing rooms and stuff like that. So when you do the polar plunge, it's a safe deal, right?
It is. It is. Yep.
And what, do you all jump in together?
Yep, you like there was different groups there, and all three of us, we jumped into the lake at the same time, and there's like almost like guards standing in the water just in case if something happens. So they're there to help you get across if you need. Oh. But when you jump in, you're pretty cold, so you know how to get out of there pretty fast.
So all these people are standing in line to jump in.
They
are. In the meantime, they're getting cold standing there, right?
Yes.
So what does the person wear? I've seen some TV shots of, you know, like a weatherman wearing a crazy swimsuit or something. What do most of the people or you ladies wear?
There's different outfits that everyone wears. They most of the time wear costumes, and we were polar bears, and then we held onto a plunger because for the polar plunge, and so we were wearing all white and I believe black leggings. Mm-hmm. With them, and so that's what we wore.
Okay, so now comes the part that people don't know, unless you do it, and that's the behind the scenes after you've made your jump into the water. What's that like? There's men, there's women, there's boys, there's girls. Who goes where?
There are different, it was a big tent that we went into, and there was like warm heaters in there, so it was warmer.
Warm heaters. Okay.
And so then there was like a tent, and it was split into two where the guys went on the one side and then the girls went on the other. So
did you hear any people laughing or chattering, you know, being so cold?
Yeah, a lot of people wanted to get on their warm clothes and get out of their wet clothes.
And that was all for the benefit of what, do you recall? The polar plunge?
The Special Olympics.
Oh, okay. Yep. And that happened in March.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, any other activities in March?
I think that was it. And then we went to the Timberwolves Sparkle Night. So that was
Timberwolves?
Timberwolves, yes.
You had to go to the game?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Had you, any of you ever been there before?
Nope.
I haven't been.
I hadn't either.
So what did you think?
It was a lot of fun. I love watching basketball, and I've just watched basketball here in our hometown, and so it was really cool to be able to go to the Timberwolves and see them play.
Did you get to meet the mascot?
I don't believe so. Or yes, we did, actually. Sorry. Before the game, and we were able to go and meet the mascot, and I don't know really what it was called, but we went into one of the rooms, and there was a bunch of different things, and we were able to meet the mascot and see all the other royalty that were there also with us.
Was that a good crowd?
It was a good crowd. Okay. There was quite a few people.
Okay. I haven't been in the new one downtown, so I don't, I'd like to see that. And that isn't the only professional athletic event you went to and will eventually get there. Are we into April now?
That we are.
Now, folks, you think that maybe the young ladies have a coronation and then they wait a year and give it up and the next one. Uh-uh. This is a learning experience and a lot of activity. And we're now going to go into April. And the young lady that's going to do our April program is Emma Peterson.
Hello. So in April, we started off with the Miss Amazing pageant, which is a pageant for girls with any sort of disability. It can be mental or physical. And then we just spend the day with them as their buddy, and we take them through formal interviews. They have like a talent, they have a coronation, and then at the end, everybody gets a prize. And then one girl from each age group is selected to be the queen of Miss Amazing. So then they go through being a queen.
How can you avoid not getting a swelling of tears? Because aren't they very happy when they get their ribbon or whatever it is? Is it kind of heartbreaking on one and satisfying on the other?
It's very satisfying because they're so happy, and they're just there to have fun. It's not like a competition for them. So, yeah.
But they're all winners, and
they are.
And you and others make them feel like winners.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they perform, I believe, in wheelchairs and et cetera.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's got to be a feel good thing when you come home and say, "Wow, I'm real fortunate."
I'll definitely be volunteering at that event again.
And that was in March, right?
That was in April.
April. Okay. Yep. What else happened in April?
We had the Miss Czech Slovak Minnesota pageant in Montgomery. So that was where anybody in Minnesota who is of Czech heritage can come and be a candidate for that program. And so that was cool to see like a different kind of pageant or coronation.
And the things they wear.
Yeah. They were all traditional Czech wear. And
did they sell kolaches?
They did. They had them there.
Do you have any?
I don't personally like them, but...
You don't?
Nope.
Okay. How about you?
I love kolaches.
I do, too. How about you?
They're so good.
I also love them. I grew up with them, so it's a little piece of home.
Knowing my age or approximate, what kind of kolache do you think I like?
Prune.
Yep. But Julie brought home some with strawberry and cream, cream cheese. Ooh, wow, those are good. Wow, that was from the parade. So anyhow, we're talking with Emma Peterson right now. She is one of the three ambassadors that will be giving up their crown coming in a week from tomorrow. Oh, but you still get to get that last shot at the chili pepper thing. So what else do you have going?
We're still in April, so... We went to the Arts a la Carte at the Northfield High School, which is an annual art fair that the high school sets on, and we helped with making Trinky Dinks for kids, and we got some little like glitter tattoos, and that was just really fun. It was something new, and I've done it for the past couple years at the high school, so it was fun.
All right. Is there anything else in April?
Yeah, we have two more things.
Okay.
So we had Princess for a Day at the Ballroom, which is a Defeat of Jesse James Day's event. So they had that, and it's for girls ages 4 through 10 or around that ages. And they just come for the day, and we play games with them. They get their hair done. They have like a little red carpet walk. And then at the end, their parents come, and they have cookies, and then they go home.
Yeah, that's a real cute, seeing all those little girls
adorable.
All dressed up.
It was so cute. And then the last one was Special Olympics Aquatics. So this was swimming. And so we basically did what we did at the Special Olympics bowling. We kind of handed out ribbons. We congratulated them. We stood alongside them and cheered them on when they were swimming. And it was a lot of fun.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope, that's it in April.
So we're going to go to May. Well, we'll take a brief break before we go to May here on KYMN Radio, a friend you can count on. And we got May, June. We have May, June, July, August to go. So, and then hope we can get it all in the next 25 minutes.
On September 27th, KYMN will celebrate 50 years of local radio. We're proud of our work here in Northfield, and we want to thank the community for supporting us. On August the 3rd, we'll be blocking off Division Street in downtown Northfield in front of the station between 2nd and 3rd Streets from 5 to 9 p.m. Performances will include the Folklorico Dancers, the Aztec Dancers, and the Rice County All-Stars. We'll have lots of prizes, some swag, and of course, cake and ice cream, too. Join us for the kickoff to our 50-year celebration of local broadcasting. That's Friday, August the 3rd, right in front of the KYMN studios. Event sponsors include the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Service Master by Hyatt, the Northfield Golf Club, the Grand Event Center, Ambi, Elite Auto, the Archer House, and Cannon Valley Cinema 10.
We're back on the Wayne Eddy Affair. I noticed Jeff Johnson in that promotional announcement had that song, Up, Up, and Away, the very first song ever heard on 1080 AM radio on September 27th at 10 AM, 1968. Part of the celebration of the 50th anniversary of KYMN gets underway tonight at 5 o'clock right downtown Northfield. And we are going to be, well, Jeff and Terry put together a show. There'll be a couple of live bands, at least free ice cream and free cake. In addition to that, there's going to be thousands of dollars worth of prizes given away. That's tonight. You must be present to win. 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock, right in front of our studios, across from the library on Division in downtown Northfield, Minnesota. A friend you can count on. Speaking about a friend you can count on, I am going to do something here. Got to make sure I get these down here. And let's see, we got this one over here. I'm turning those down a little bit because I want you, and I want you to join me. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jordan. Happy birthday to you.
Jordan, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow, 21 years old.
Yep.
My goodness, what does that feel like?
Another day.
Oh, I thought you were going to say free at last. All right. Well, good for you. Happy
Thank
birthday
you.
To you. We're going to continue now with the activities that these young ladies were involved in over the past year. And now we're going into May, I believe. Okay, Jordan, looks like you're going to take the lead on this.
Yep. So in May, it was kind of a more relaxing month. We didn't have as many events. The main one that we did was the Farmington Boots and Bling Dance. This was so much fun. It was cool. It's still. This was only their second year hosting this event, so it's still a little bit smaller of an event, but even since just last year, they said that it's grown so much, and there's communities that came from an hour and a half to 2 hours away just to kind of have a fun night dancing and representing their hometown at a fun dance.
All right, anything else or me?
We had a small reception for Vanessa, who was just the Queen of the Lakes for Aquatennial. That was just kind of honoring her and thanking her for everything that she's done for the community and how showing her how amazing she has been throughout the year.
And of course, she had the position that you ladies have right now, and then she went on to the Aquatennial and became Queen of the Lakes, which is a pretty big deal, over 50 communities represented in that event. And the year before that, Carolyn Meyer had won that, and in the 78, 80 years they've been doing that, they never had one town back-to-back as representatives of the Queen of the Lakes, and they travel international. So it's quite a deal and a lot of fun for everybody. Okay, that was in May.
Yep.
And you forgot one very important thing that happened in May. My birthday.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Were you?
I was like, well, what is it? It's probably his birthday.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm, of course, being facetious. I can't even spell that word. So let's go into June. I think things pick up in June.
Yes.
We're going to go now with a young lady named Hannah and her last name Malika. And I always call her Mandy because... How long ago was Mandy an ambassador?
I believe she was 2011.
12.
That 12. Long? 12?
Haley, my younger sister, was 2011, and then Mandy was 2012.
Okay, so 6 years ago. And I still call all of you young ladies Mandy.
Yes.
All right. May activities. No, we're into June now. Yeah, go for
Correct.
It.
In June, we went to the Morristown Parade, and we also attended the Farmington Coronation, along with the Cambridge Coronation. We also went to the St. Louis Park Parade.
And did it rain?
It did rain. It was interesting to get through it, but we were able to get through it.
Let's start with the Morristown Parade, because what's the matter? Weren't you there?
No, I was. Yes,
oh.
I was.
Well, the reason I ask is that's kind of like a kickoff. I mean, they're the first summer festival that you ladies go to, and it's at Dam Days. I know it was a hot day, and it was first use of the float, I believe, since you became ambassadors.
I believe so.
And tell folks how much work you had to put in on to get that float afloat. Last year's of course, worked very hard on it. Have you ladies worked on it, you know, like hammering and getting out there and getting it ready?
We have worked on it quite a bit. Just even mainly like keeping it clean, vacuuming it, and putting on the fasteners to keep the rope on the float, and just different little things. We looked at the speakers because one of those stopped working, and we tried to keep the speakers going. We struggled a little bit with it, but we got it to work. So,
well, what I'm impressed with, folks, is that when that float gets in position, these young ladies get out of the car, air conditioned, and get into the sometimes hot sun or rain, and it's just like it's like watching a trained people doing, like firemen doing the right thing, and everybody has their own jobs, and they get out with their pretty dresses on, and then they go work this thing, and there's a lot of things you have to put down and latch and do this and do that, and you get it all done. And then did you know that you guys took second place in the Winona parade?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's
we
a
did.
Big parade.
It is
from La Crosse and Winona, and that's pretty good.
Yes.
Okay, we're continuing in June.
We attended the Winona Steamboat Days parade, which was a lot of fun. Everyone seemed to wave to us, and it was a hot day, but it was another fun parade, even though it was a little warm.
And it was a long way. Winona is hour and a half away for sure.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And did you bump into any people you bump into at other places? You know, like Farmington or Red Wing or maybe not in Winona.
I believe there was some. Different royalty that were there that we knew, so okay. We were able to connect with them.
What else happened in June?
We attended the South St. Paul Parade and Coronation, which was both a lot of fun to be able to go up in St. Paul because it's not too far away and see what their coronation and parade was like.
And it was a long one.
It was, yeah. Yep.
And going weaving through the various streets and neighborhoods. I like those parades.
That was a lot of fun to be able to go on that parade. Lake City Water Ski Days Parade was another one, and that was a lot of fun because we were able to go there a little bit early and be around their town and see what it was like, and it was a lot of fun.
Okay, that was the end of June?
Yes,
it was. Okay, so we're going to go into July. And your turn, Emma.
All right.
I didn't even have to look at my cell phone.
I know. Starting July, we had our Cannon Falls 4th of July parade. It started off really rainy and thunderstormy and then cleared right up right in time for the parade, so that was really cool. We got to dress up. We got face paint. We dressed up in red, white, and blue stuff, so that was really fun. And our music didn't work, so that was also great. Then we had the LBSA golf tournament, which was at the Northfield Golf Club here in town. We got to sell tickets for the raffles, so that was pretty fun.
Did you do well?
We did.
Okay. That's the Laura Baker Service Association. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
And then we had the Twins Sparkle Night, which was really fun. We got to go to a Twins game, and the three of us also got to sing at the seventh inning stretch. So
you
that
did?
That was really fun.
I didn't hear about that.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about that, because they only pick one person, or in this case a group, to do that out of the thousands that were there, and you got picked?
Yeah, well,
I did not know that.
It was the royalty, so they put every royalty in a bucket, and they picked names, and so mine was the name that was drawn, so I forced them to come with me down to where we were singing, and I was like, you guys have to stay with me, like, just cheer me on, okay, I'm not a singer, and so the guy in charge kind of threw them in. He's like, you guys are singing too. And they're like, okay. So then we all got to sing, and that was really, really, really fun.
Can you do it for us now?
Nope. We need music.
Once in a lifetime kind of thing.
Take me out to the fair. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. Did you know the song?
I did.
A little bit.
Well, lo and behold, one time from the Philippines, there were 8 professional women that came to Northfield from various positions, being a doctor, a bartender, and all that, to learn things the American way. And Julie and I hosted one of the young ladies, but I took them all up to a Twins game, and they picked us to do the seventh inning stretch.
Oh, wow.
And that's why I got all excited and enthused. That's kind of cool up there, and you're on the Jumbotron or whatever that's called.
Oh, yeah.
Did you keep looking at yourself?
We couldn't see ourselves from where we were standing, so we just looked forward at all the cameras. All right. So then continuing on, we had Lakeville Coronation, which was really cool. Miss Wisconsin was there. And so she did a dance routine for us and kind of told us like what it's like to be on the trek to Miss USA. So that was kind of cool. And then we went to Hopkins Coronation with our candidates. It was one of our first events with our candidates. So that was really fun. To see the outgoing royalty that we had seen get crowned a year ago as candidates at that coronation. So that was really fun. And then for Jordan and Hannah, we went to River Falls Day's Parade, and that was fun. The Julie's car actually had a horrible sound in it. We're not sure what happened with it. So Jordan's friend Travis brought his truck, and he pulled us through the parade, which was really, really helpful. So we thank him for that.
Travis, nice looking guy, smart. He helped me wash the car and vacuum the car for the parade.
Oh, I forgot about
you
that.
Did,
I
yep.
just I met him at the over at your house, I think, Anna.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, here's a young guy and all these ladies here. Hey, will you help me out? And it turns out he did everything.
I just well, that's said, good.
Yeah, and I appreciated it. So good for him. Helpful. And that was in Black River Falls, which I believe was the first time any royalty or representatives or ambassadors have gone to River Falls.
Yeah.
What was that like? I didn't get a chance to go.
It was a really, really cool parade. There was lots of kids, and they would run into the middle of the street, so it was really kind of scary.
Yeah.
But Travis knew the parade. He'd been going to the parade for his entire life, so he knew kind of what to expect, which was nice.
That's terrific. And is that the place where you had to go to work, Hannah?
Yes, that's where the axle broke.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of you lying on the ground in your pretty dresses that you wear in parades, kicking at an axle on the trailer.
Yeah, I didn't want to get my dress dirty, so it was kind of hard, but I tried my best to fix it.
Okay, so there you are, sitting on a blanket, trying to fix an axle that literally had broken, I believe.
Yes.
And then along came two strong men.
And correct.
What happened then?
Then they were able to take the tire off. They got the bolts loosened up, and they were able to take the tire off. And then we chained up the axle once my dad got there, and we put the float onto a trailer we had. So we were able to bring it home.
You couldn't fix it there.
No. Nope.
So your dad, Tom, he drove all the way over there.
He did.
And took it out. And then I guess the next morning he ran up to the cities and got an axle and some other piece that they needed.
Yep.
And I couldn't believe the price. It was, you know, of course he bought them. Nice guy. Thank you, Tom. But I was surprised. It was like less than $100, I think.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
to fix it.
Cheap.
So thanks to you and your family for that.
Thank you.
It is 10 minutes before. It is 11 o'clock. And let's see, from Black River Falls, which was in what month again?
July.
Okay, some other July things.
We went to the Lakeville Parade, which was super, super fun, but we were in the last section of the parade, so it was a long wait. However, it was a really fun parade. It was, a lot of people were waving and smiling, and they were like, oh, Northfield. And we were like, yeah. So that was a really fun parade. It was hot, but it was fun. Then we went to Hopkins, and Hopkins Parade was really fun as well. A lot of people knew Northfield, so it was fun to kind of be like, yeah, we're from Northfield. And then we had a spaghetti dinner because the MS bike tour came through Northfield. And so we hosted a spaghetti dinner for them. And
at the Eagles?
Yeah.
I understand it went pretty well.
It did. It went really well, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You made some money to help support the program.
Of course.
Okay. That was in July?
Yep. We're still in July. July was really, really busy.
Okay.
And then after that, we had the Aquatennial Torchlight Parade, which was really fun. We had Olivia Keske, who was an ambassador last year for us, running for a position at the Aquatennial Ambassador Organization. So it was really fun to be in that. It was a night parade, so we had lights around the float, and we had like spotlights on us, and so it was really fun to go through downtown Minneapolis.
Did the juniors go to
they
them?
They did.
Oh,
yep.
Good for them. I bet you that's a memory. Of course, all of you will remember that.
Yeah, they got to come, and I think they really enjoyed it. So
okay.
That was fun. And then we had the pancake breakfast with our candidates, which is a yearly event. And Julie said that this was like the biggest pancake breakfast turnout that they'd seen in a while. So that was really cool to be able to be a part of that. Then after that, we had bowling with our candidates. So we went bowling to kind of get to know them better and to see, like, who they were. And then we had Thursday's table with the candidates, which is where we went to the Community Action Center, and we served a meal for people of lower income families. They could come and get a free meal, so that was really fun. And then we had our first ever car wash fundraiser. We earned a lot of money for that, so that was really fun. We got to wash a big dump truck, which was really fun. And then we got to wash a Camaro. And then Wayne Eddie even brought his motorcycle and his convertible in, so that was cool.
It was expensive.
And then our last parade in July was the Montgomery Parade, and that one was hot as well, but it was fun to go through the different neighborhoods and see what Montgomery was.
Yeah, and what people should know is that these are not queens and princesses, they're ambassadors, and one of the things that they do is when they go to the various communities, they get to know people, invite them to Northfield for not only Defeated Jesse James Days, but also they want to have an opportunity to just come and visit Northfield for its historic value and shopping value. It is 7 minutes before 11 o'clock. This is August 3rd, I believe. And yesterday you did something already in August. You were hosting the parking and golf clubs and all that, helping the folks over at the Three Links Care Center with their 19th annual John Falk tournament. And I was in that and had a lot of fun. But that means that I'm going to take a final break. And when we come back on this tape that you will save, hopefully, the rest of your life, by the time your grandkids hear it, they might have to just think it rather than, you know, do something with a cell phone or whatever. We'll take this final break and hear what you're going to have to say about your year, your experience, and your future.
Your vehicle's engine warning light could mean something as simple as a loose gas cap or something serious and potentially expensive if you don't address it right away. Have our professional technicians at Witt Brothers Service diagnose and fix the problem as part of your overall preventative maintenance program. It could save you from costly problems down the road. Stop by Witt Brothers Service at 701 Division Street in downtown Northfield for all of your automotive maintenance and repair needs.
Are you looking for spacious senior living in Northfield? Feel at home at Northfield Retirement Communities, Northwood Pines. Available for individuals and couples, this assisted living combines the privacy of one-bedroom plus den apartments with family-style meals and care available around the clock. Visit us online at northfieldretirement.org or call us today at 664-3466. Northfield Retirement Community. Innovation. Choice. Tradition.
At River Country Co-op, we constantly challenge ourselves to adapt to change and grow our business to provide the scale needed to match that of our patrons and keep our technology, genetics, and equipment state-of-the-art. But at River Country Co-op, we know our employees, the communities they live in the areas River Country Co-op serves are our biggest blessing. This Friday and Saturday is Denison Days. River Country Co-op is a proud sponsor of the Garden Tractor Pull on Main Street Friday night and the Truck and Tractor Pull on Saturday. Check out DenisonDays.org for a complete list of events and times.
Oh, every time I think about Denison Days, I think about a friend who had a motorcycle. He was out there. I was on my motorcycle, and I had two tickets to the Viking game, preseason game, and he and I went up there and parked in one place, so we only paid a half price each. Okay, so what? We're going to talk about goodbye, good luck, God bless, and we're going to talk to each young lady, and she is going to... you each have a minute or so. So let's start alphabetically, and that would be Jordan Andreas. Your final comments on radio here this morning.
Alrighty. I guess I just first of all want to give a big thank you to my sponsor, The Paint Doctor. Without them, this really would not have been possible. So they were really awesome throughout the year, just helping me. The wife actually did my hair for coronation and started like that. And then just throughout the year, they've been checking in and been so supportive of me. So that's been great. And just this year has been so amazing, meeting so many different, wonderful young men and women. It's really helped me come out of my shell, become just a better person, a better version of who I want to be. So that's been absolutely amazing. And I'm so thankful to have ran last year with all the amazing candidates, and then have been chosen by the judges to represent Northfield this year with the four other amazing women who I've been blessed with.
And your future includes?
I will be going into my senior year at the University of Wisconsin River Falls and completing my marketing communications degree this next spring.
And sounds like you're learning something. You did very well on that. And once again, happy birthday to
you. Thank you.
And now we move over to Miss Malika. Hannah?
Hello. I've gained so many different skills throughout the year. It's been an amazing year that I will never forget. It has helped me gain so many different skills, including communication skills and being able to go talk to people. I would like to give a big thank you to Julie because of all the things she does for this program. It's amazing how much time and dedication she puts into this program. Even along with Shelley, she is also amazing, and she did a wonderful job putting me through candidacy two times and helped me get to be the person who I am today. And I would like to thank my sponsor, Malika Tiling, for sponsoring me, which is also my grandparents and my dad's business.
Well, you tell Dale, your grandpa, that I still want him on my radio show.
Okay.
It kind of puts me off. I have to go out and watch them tiling so I know what I'm talking about.
Yes, they're busy. They're busy people. I'll be sure to get them in here.
All right, thank you. And now we're going to go to Emma Peterson.
Well, first I would like to thank my sponsor, Northfield Gymnastics Club. Most importantly, from there, I would like to thank Andrea Stowe, who was the past manager. She had so much confidence and faith in me to pursue my dream of going out for this program. So thank you, Andrea, for sponsoring me with Northfield Gymnastics Club. And then through this year, I want to thank Julie. Like Hannah said, she puts in so much time and dedication to this program, and it wouldn't be possible without her and Shelley too, who was in charge of the candidates. Shelley really pushed me out of my comfort zone. She broke my shell, and I'm really, really thankful for that. So that's what this program's done for me. I've come out of my shell, and I really appreciate that.
One of the things I thought was interesting, did you ever happen to have a chance to go to any of the Spire presentations? Maybe that was a year before. But you did go to classes where people were saying, hey, ladies, here's what you can do with your life. Here's how to get organized and all of that. You're, of course, going to in college, and what is your future?
I will be a sophomore, Anna, at the University of Wisconsin River Falls to pursue a degree in agricultural business.
Okay. Do you want to be working on the farm, or do you want to sit behind a computer and guess?
I would rather work on a farm. I'm more of a busybody, so I like to be busy and work on the farm. So.
All right. And what about you?
I will be attending the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire for elementary education in hopes to become a first grade teacher.
Emma, how come everybody goes to Wisconsin? I mean, that's not a direct question, but you know, a lot of kids from Northfield do go that way and take that advantage. Well, if you could summarize in three words or less about your experience, we'll complete our interview here this morning. I'll give you a little moment to think about it. Three words or less. You could say, wow, whatever you want. Or you can go five. Or you can go six. Okay, this is your last chance on radio, you know?
I would just say that it's amazing.
Amazing is what Emma said.
I would say inspiring.
Inspiring is what Hannah says.
And I would say empowering.
Wow. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much, ladies, for being here. And I'm looking forward to seeing that dance coming up with your dads. And one of you will be chosen to by way of judging on who will be going to the Minneapolis Aquatennial. And that's a thrill for that. Another pins and needles thing, I'm sure, for all of you. But God bless you. And thank you for all the hard work you do for Defeated Jesse James Days and Northfield, the city of. You really earned your scholarships. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to The One, 95.1 FM, and of course 1080 AM, KYMN from Northfield, Minnesota. And we're going to get back into our programming here and take care of things for you. If you like music, this is the station to stay tuned to, an eclectic style of music.
95.1. The One.